musical interlude there for you. It's nice, huh? You're listening to the latest addition to the Minneapolis Sound. This is the opening track of Rivers, the new album by Congolese guitarist Siyama. UNK reports the recording draws on a rich African musical tradition, but then blends in the rest of the world.
Siyama Matuzungidi knew he wanted to be a musician when he was a boy. He wanted to play guitar, but in Congo in the 1960s, that was a problem.
It was hard to have a guitar home. If you have a guitar, your parents might throw it or break it.
Siyama says people believed that guitarists would spend so much time with their instruments, they wouldn't learn in school. But he really wanted to play, so he came up with a plan. He went to the local priest, who his dad respected, and said he wanted to learn music. The priest gave him a guitar.
So my dad wouldn't touch that guitar because it is for priests. So that was the trick.
It turned out Siyama was a natural, and soon he was playing the local specialty known as sukus.
It began by being a dance, sukus. And the people just keep saying, oh, dance sukus, sukus. Soon, it became like a music of the country, sukus music.
Siyama moved to Kinshasa, where he found work as a session musician. He ended up playing on hundreds of records. It was during this time he recorded one of his biggest hits. It's called Sisi Lee, after a girl he knew.
I didn't know I should have been careful. You know, I met this girl. I told her, like, I want to sing you.
He wrote a song, and a few days later, when a bandleader at a recording session needed one more piece, he offered it up. Before he knew it, the song was being played on the radio all across the country. The problem was, Sisi Lee's parents out in the country heard it and drove straight to the city.
So I never saw her again.
Since then, Siyama has played all over the world. He moved to Minneapolis in 1996. Having grown up by the Congo River, he immediately felt an affinity with the Mississippi. He began meeting and collaborating with other transplanted musicians, and the result is Rivers, from the Congo to the Mississippi, which will be released tonight at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. The album features Tibetan singer Tenzin Gawang, as well as Indian singer and instrumentalist Nirmala Rajasekhar. There are also the gospel phrasings of J.D. Steele. Siyama asked them all to sing about the rivers in their lives, and the result is astonishing. It's hard not to smile while listening to Rivers. Siyama says he wants to live by something his mother once said to him back in Congo.
One thing I know, yourself, you are responsible to make yourself happy. So when I play my music, I believe like it is sending a message of healing.
A message of healing, Siyama hopes, will spread down the Mississippi and across the world. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Covering the arts, I'm Ewan Kerr, Minnesota Public Radio News. Oh, yeah, yeah,